Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The weather across Israel today is mostly sunny, with mild temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a fine day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, just 2 hours ago, Hezbollah fired a missile at the southern city of Ashdod. Debris from the interception triggered sirens in Tel Aviv. Thankfully, no injuries have been reported. Also, Ynet reports from 3 hours ago that Hezbollah rockets were intercepted over central Israel. There were no injuries. This follows military warnings of potential attacks extending beyond the north. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, opposition leaders accused Netanyahu of failing to meet war goals earlier today. Some support talks with Lebanon on Hezbollah's disarmament. Separately, the Forward reports that the Iran ceasefire remains fragile. The IDF continues operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Meanwhile, the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance travels to Pakistan on Friday for talks aiming for a permanent end to the conflict. And finally, I-24 News reported 10 hours ago that Netanyahu confirmed a push for direct negotiations with Lebanon. U.S. President Trump urged Netanyahu to scale back strikes as Iran talks continue. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yossi Goldstein, a political analyst, wrote just minutes ago predicting that the war would end with a deal, halting Israel's military objectives. Political commentator Shanaka noted minutes ago that Netanyahu has opened a second negotiating front. This move aims to commence direct negotiations with Lebanon, focusing on Hezbollah's disarmament. Jewish Warrior 13, a conflict observer, posted minutes ago about the current state of the ceasefire in Lebanon, portraying it as precarious. Let's go deeper, starting with the missile attack on Ashdod. The Times of Israel reports that this was a significant escalation from Hezbollah, prompting air raid sirens in Tel Aviv. The Israeli Defense Forces retaliated by striking 10 Hezbollah rocket launchers. The ongoing tensions raise concerns about broader regional instability. Turning to the intercepted rockets over central Israel, Ynet highlights that this attack aligns with prior military warnings. The shifting focus from northern to central areas indicates an evolving threat pattern. This is unsettling for civilians who now face the possibility of attacks beyond the usual hotspots. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details opposition criticism of Netanyahu's handling of the war. Leaders argue he hasn't achieved key objectives. This criticism comes as conversations with Lebanon about Hezbollah's disarmament gain traction. The political landscape could shift if negotiations prove successful. On the diplomatic front, the Forward discusses the shaky Iran ceasefire. Despite ongoing IDF operations in Lebanon, diplomatic efforts continue with Vice President Vance's upcoming visit to Pakistan. The aim is to stabilize the region and secure a lasting peace, a crucial goal for all parties involved. And finally, I-24 News sheds light on Netanyahu's confirmation to engage directly with Lebanon. This development follows President Trump's push for diplomatic restraint amid ongoing Iran talks. The outcome could significantly impact future Israeli-Lebanese relations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on a remarkable device that kept a downed F-15E Navigator alive. The Combat Survivor Evader Locator provided secure real-time tracking behind enemy lines, showcasing vital technology for military operations. Separately, according to Globes, Israel will ease restrictions on departing flights from Ben-Gurion Airport. Starting Sunday, up to 100 passengers can board each flight. This move signals a gradual return to pre-conflict travel norms. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals a historic regulatory step for apartment owners. New regulations will allow them to replace polluting generators in high-rise buildings, potentially generating additional income. This initiative promotes cleaner energy solutions within urban centers. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.